Today on Introductions, our guests are the members of the Maud Powell String Quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Institute. All of the teenagers we'll hear today had to audition to perform with this top string quartet of the Institute, which receives coaching from some of the finest artists and teachers in the area. They've prepared for us music this hour by Mendelssohn, Puccini, and a complete Beethoven string quartet, which is all coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guests are the members of the Maud Powell String Quartet. They're the top quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Institute, and all four of them had to audition for the chance to be in the group, which is offered on full scholarship. They learn and perform significant chamber literature, which we'll hear in just a moment, and they get to work on it with some of the finest artist teachers and chamber music coaches in the Chicago area. They include their regular coach, Ray Ostwald, with regular guest coaches, Rachel Barton Pine, Isabella Lippi, Roland Vamos, Matthew Agnew, and members of the Pacifica Quartet. The group is named after the brilliant American violinist Maud Powell, who lived from 1867 to 1920, and we'll learn a bit more about her from one of the students later in this program. The members of the Maud Powell String Quartet include 18-year-old violinist Patrick Connolly of Conant High School in Hoffman Estates, 15-year-old violinist Katie Gallagher of St. Francis High School in Whedon, 16-year-old violist Brady Pirtle of the College of DuPage in Glen Ellen, and 17-year-old cellist Christopher Mendez of Dundee Crown High School in Carpentersville. A bit later, they'll perform for us music by Beethoven and Puccini, but they'll begin now with music by Mendelssohn, his Capriccio in E minor, Opus 81, here on Introductions.
Thank you.
That was the Maude Powell String Quartet in Felix Mendelssohn's Capriccio in E minor, opus 81. This is the top string quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Institute and is made up of four teenagers from Chicago's suburbs. Well, thanks to all of you for that wonderful performance, a great way to start off the hour. And I'd like to welcome to the microphone right now one of the violinists of the group, 15-year-old Katie Gallagher. Thanks, Katie, for that performance, and welcome to all of you to WFMT. So tell us a little bit about the piece we just heard. How did you come across it, and how long have you been working on it?
We came across it when our coach, Ray Ostwald, suggested it for us to perform at our Youth Symphony's fall camp, and we started working on it in about August.
So from the way you performed it, it sounds like you're pretty pleased that he chose it for you.
Yeah, I really grew to enjoy the piece after performing it. And
a lot of contrasts, and you all handled that beautifully, especially, I love how you blend in together. You must work on that a lot.
Yeah, we work on that.
So your name is the Maude Powell String Quartet. Who is Maude Powell?
Maude Powell was a violin virtuoso who lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. She became America's first great master of the violin to achieve international rank. So she was pretty important. She introduced to the American public some of the great violin concertos, such as the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, the Sibelius Violin Concerto, and the Dvorak Violin Concerto.
Mm-hmm. And this was in the early 1900s, late 1800s, when there weren't a whole lot of female virtuoso violinists. I mean, I'm sure there were, but they weren't as famous as she was.
Yeah, they weren't. She was one of the first of her time.
Uh-huh. So the group kind of keeps her memory alive. Have any of you listened to her recordings?
I've heard a few of them.
Uh-huh. What did you think when you first heard her?
I was amazed. She's awesome.
Uh-huh. So this quartet goes from year to year, but the individual members audition every single year to be a part of it. Is that right?
Yeah, we audition at the end of the school year, mm-hmm. So beginning of the summer.
So it's a huge honor to be a part of it. Why did you want to audition to be part of this chamber group?
I wanted a chance to be in a good group that would do some, you know, major string quartets, some really great repertoire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a great group to be a part of, and we get a lot of opportunities with this.
Well, next we're going to hear some music by Puccini, and I'd like to now welcome to the microphone 17-year-old cellist Chris Mendez to tell us what they're going to play next.
Puccini wrote Chrysanthemums as an elegy for string quartet in 1890 as a response to the death of Duke of Savoy. And it's most often heard as an arrangement for string orchestra, and it's actually rarely heard as a string quartet.
So I know that a lot of the pieces for your group are chosen by your coaches. That's mm-hmm. one of the points of being in the group, is to explore new music. But I was told that the four of you actually chose this piece. So what was so special about this that you all wanted to learn it?
Well, one thing I love about the Puccini is that, I mean, a lot of the Romantic era stuff can be really complicated for young string quartets to really start in. So I think this is, it still has the same kind of musical involvement that Romantic pieces have, but I think it's just a little bit lighter, so that it's like a stepping stone into bigger Romantic works. And I just think it's a great contrast to the classical literature that we've been playing.
Well, let's hear now the Maude Powell String Quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra in some music by Puccini, his Chrysanthemi, here on Introductions from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
That was Giacomo Puccini's gorgeous Crisantemi, performed by the members of the Maud Powell String Quartets. They're the top string quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Institute. Thanks to all of you for that performance. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. And we welcome your comments. Visit our Facebook page or click on the chime in button on WFMT.com. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear the Maud Powell String Quartet in Beethoven's Quartet in G Major, Opus 18, Number 2, the complete quartet. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, our guests this hour are the members of the Maud Powell String Quartet. They're the top string quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Institute. This audition-based group is offered on a full scholarship, and they get to work with some of the finest artists, teachers, and chamber coaches in the Chicago area, in addition to their regular coach, Ray Ostwald. The members of the Maud Powell String Quartet include 18-year-old violinist Patrick Connolly of Conant High School in Hoffman Estates, 15-year-old violinist Katie Gallagher of St. Francis High School in Wheaton, 16-year-old violist Brady Pirtle of the College of DuPage in Glen Ellen, and 17-year-old cellist Christopher Mendez of Dundee Crown High School in Carpentersville. And I'd like to welcome to the microphone right now the other violinist of the ensemble, 18-year-old Patrick Connolly. Patrick, one of the great opportunities of being in this group is that you get to work with all kinds of different coaches in addition to your regular coach. What's some of the best advice you've received from these different people?
There's so many different coaches, though, because like Roland Vamos, he was very enthusiastic about the phrasing and the musical side, but then there's like, we didn't get to study with Mrs. Vamos, but I know she's very technical, and that'd be more like Matsumi of the Pacifica Quartet. He was very, this should be everything like this. And I really appreciated the Matsumi coachings when they're very deliberate and he wants everything a certain way. I don't really know what I would answer your question with what words of advice. Because they would all be molded together to make.
Sure. Yeah. It's hard to pinpoint one specific thing. But it sounds like everybody has contributed something to your playing.
Yes.
What's something that your regular coach, Ray Ostwald, continuously asks you to do as a quartet?
He expects a lot of us because we are the highest. And he also coaches in the Elgin, the rest of the Chamber Institute.
Uh-huh.
But this year he's doing our group as well. So he expects a lot, and he wants us to learn everything on the page, so not like not only the notes, the phrasing, you want to learn the dynamics, the every articulation. So he expects every single detail to be correct.
So now that you've been in this pretty intense, at least it sounds like an intense experience, as much fun as it seems, how do you think that you have personally improved as a chamber musician after being in it for a while?
Okay, well, I started on Suzuki, which is when I learned by ear, so I couldn't really read music all too well. Since I was in the quartet last year when I auditioned, I think I could go back and figure out I have a better inner pulse. I can sight read a lot better. I can read music it's not even out of the question. I can read music so much better. And I feel I'm a better soloist because I can listen to the accompanist and more go off of what they're playing, and I also feel I'm a better orchestra player because I play with these three all the time.
Well, thanks, Patrick. And I'd like to now welcome to the microphone 16-year-old violist of the ensemble, Brady Pirtle. Brady, you're going to perform a major work for us next by Beethoven, his complete quartet in G major, Opus 18, Number 2. How long have you all been working on this, Beethoven?
We've been working on this piece about 3 months now.
And Patrick was just talking about how your coach, Ray, likes to make sure that you're thinking of the big picture when you're performing a piece. And here you're going to have four separate movements. Did you learn each one individually?
Yes, we did.
So what was the main challenge in trying to, when putting them together, make them all sound like they're part of the same piece?
I think it was trying to draw the connections between the movements, because when you get in a work like this with four distinct sections, it's kind of hard to kind of draw it together and make one big piece out of it, and then you just make four little pieces, which isn't really the whole idea of writing a quartet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was the biggest challenge, was trying to make some sort of connection between all of the movements.
And what's your favorite part of this quartet that we're about to hear?
The second movement. I love the slow C major. It's a good key for viola.
Uh-huh. You didn't even have to think about that.
No, not at all.
And give us a sense of the rest of the music we'll hear.
It has a lot of different characters in it, but I think they're all very distinguishable throughout the piece.
Let's hear now this music by Beethoven, the Maud Powell String Quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Institute, now in his quartet in G major, Opus 18, number 2. We're going to hear the whole thing here on Introductions from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
Music by Beethoven. We heard his complete quartet in G major, Opus 18, number 2, performed by our guests here on Introductions today, the members of the Maud Powell String Quartet. They're the premier string quartet of the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Institute. Well, thanks to all of you for joining us this hour. That's a lot of music to prepare, and I'm sure that you all have a real sense of accomplishment after that, and best of luck in the rest of the school year. You can listen to this performance again, find the complete program, and upload an audition to perform on Introductions by visiting our website, wfmt.com/introductions. And you can learn more about the Elgin Youth Symphony Orchestra by visiting their website, eyso.org. And we welcome your comments about this series. Post them to our Facebook wall or click on the chime in box on wfmt.com. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serbin, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. Thanks also today to the EYSO staff, especially to David Anderson for coordinating everything, and also to EYSO patrons Ed and Joyce Lugopolsky for making the Maud Powell String Quartet possible. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.